Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi friends! I'm so sorry, it's been a very long time since I've recorded an episode, and I didn't even warn you that I was going away. How rude! Things have just gotten a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over here, if I'm being honest. There are so many things going on, a lot of changes, good changes, and I do have some really great news to share, which, you know, in this world we could always use some more of. So I'll give you a little update if you'll indulge me. I've been working on some amazing projects as both an actor and a moderator. I was recently flown to LA to moderate at the Women in Entertainment Summit. It was a Monday to Thursday whirlwind trip. Things started off on a rocky note, actually, when we got on the plane and then the entire engine shut down and we were delayed at the airport for about 12 hours. Thankfully, I was with my friends Jen and Wendy. Shout out, hey, hey. But you know, it was rough. And if you're traveling this summer, you likely have encountered the same thing because these poor people working at the airlines and at the airports, there's just such a shortage of staff. And so when something goes wrong, it takes extra long. So I mean, pro tip, maybe don't fly this summer. I don't know. Ah! One of the highlights of the trip was on Tuesday, my day off, when my friend and my fiance Cassie's best friend since childhood, Tessa. Hey, Tessa, you're amazing. She also has a podcast called HBO's, which is a must listen for anyone that's a fan of HBO. Planned an entire day of fun for me. She gave me a tour of the sunny, sprawling city of Santa Monica, with the first stop being at the La La Land Cafe. Have you all heard of the La La Land Cafe? Now, if you have not, it is known as the Kindness Cafe. You may have seen their videos on Instagram where they drive around and shout compliments at people, which is the dream. Please hire me. I can drive and everyone knows I can shout. Toot toot, oh beep beep. They so lived up to the name. Let me just say, we had the most lovely barista behind the counter who gifted us two lavender lemonades, which were purple and magical, and any baked goods that we wanted. I mean, baked goods, people. If giving someone baked goods is not an act of kindness, I don't know what is. Thank you, La La Land, and thank you, Tessa, for not only giving me the gift of your time, but for making that time with me so special by planning an adventure. Kindness tip alert! Plan an adventure for a loved one! While we're on the thank you train, I need to also thank Women in Entertainment for having me host two panels. What, what? Women in Entertainment is an amazing nonprofit that I've been working for a while now, actually. It launched in 2015 to bring together forward thinkers from all areas of the entertainment industry to explore a variety of topics that greatly impact women. From human rights and women's leadership to storytelling across platforms and empowering the next generation of women to emerge as creative powerhouses. Thank you again for having me, and go check out womenintentertainment.com. It was wild to fly home from an event all about empowering and supporting women, only to hear the news that Roe versus Wade was being overturned. I don't usually talk about things that have to do with politics on here, but this is not politics. This is basic human rights. It's the first time in history that the Supreme Court has taken away a constitutional right. As an ally, I am heartbroken. I am angry. I know a lot of us are, but we will not back down. And there are some things that you can do right now. You can donate to an abortion fund at abortionfunds.org. You can support a local Planned Parenthood at p.ppfa.org/support. You can help independent clinics at keepourclinics.org. You can also take action and learn more at bansoff.org. That's bans, B-A-N-S, off.org. Now, I want to leave you all with some happy news. Two pieces of news, actually. The first is that it is our one-year anniversary. I can't believe it. Almost 50 episodes in, and I'm so grateful to have carved out this positive space in the audio sphere to be with you all. We are a kindness community of artists, striving to make the world better through our art. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and being a part of that community. I see you, and I love getting to connect with you on social media. Follow us at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul, by the way, if you have not already. And even continuing that connection in real life, which brings me to some major live event news. 1 year in, and it's good to know that I'm still screaming. I'm sorry. The Art of Kindness podcast will be recording its first ever live episode this week on July 8th. Roll the tape! Have you ever dreamed of a magical place where theater lovers can come together? It's called BroadwayCon! Hi friends, I'm Robert Peter Paul, host of the Art of Kindness podcast, and I want you to join me at BroadwayCon this year in New York City from July 8th through the 10th. I'm pumped to be recording a live episode of the Art of Kindness with Broadway star Claiborne Elder on July 8th at 11:20 a.m. in the Herald Square Suite at the New Yorker Hotel, and would love to have you there! We'll be discussing how we can make the theater a kinder place and might even do an audience Q&A. For more info on my panel and the over 130 hours of other wonderful programming, please visit bpn.fm/BroadwayCon. That's bpn.fm/BroadwayCon. Be kind. All right, everyone, happy 1 year anniversary. I also want to congratulate you because if you've been listening for this whole year, then that means you are dedicated to making the world a better and kinder place, and that makes you pretty awesome. So keep that energy. Keep the kindness going, and there's a lot more to come your way, I promise. I'm sitting on some awesome content. I just gotta get my stuff together and edit it and push it out to you all, but it's coming. I promise you, it's coming. Thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network for supporting me, and I hope I get to meet you all in person again this Friday, July 8th at 11:20 a.m. in New York City. Oh, wait, Cass, do you want to say anything? Come here.
Hello. Hi, listeners. Happy 1 year with the AOK. Thank you for listening and supporting Robert and everyone who's been on the show. I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Ah, what was your favorite episode so far?
Oh, I can't choose. But I love getting all the tips from different people, and I love collecting that into a treasure trove of kindness tips and tricks.
Favorite kindness tip? Go.
Oh.
Come on. I don't even know if I can think of mine, actually.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, I have loved all the guests. I will say a common kindness tip is to listen. to smile while you listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to quiet. It's just to be quiet, I think. Just be quiet, smile, and take in other people's information.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And that's what I'll do right now as I smile and watch you conclude this episode.
Okay. We'll take this baby home. We will take this baby home. All right. Thank you, Cass. Love you. Thank you for all your support.
Until we meet again, remember, everything's gonna be A-okay.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.